Greetings, fellow tech seekers. Sean from Silicon Theory here, and this is Silicon Theory Radio. Wherever it is that you're finding us, whether it's on anchor.fm or your favorite podcast player, thanks for tuning in. Today I want to talk a little bit about the most ridiculous phone ever released. And no, I'm not talking about the red hydrogen one. I'm talking about the OnePlus 6T McLaren Edition. This recently announced and already unboxed phone sports some of the most mind-boggling specifications of a smartphone ever. And in reality, for the most part, it is basically just a OnePlus 6T, but it has a few minor tweaks and also a much higher starting price tag. Let's dive in. So first off, once again, I will apologize for my voice and any vocal imperfections that occur during the show. Still trying to get over the illness that cost me a couple of days worth of episodes. My voice is finally back for the most part, but I appreciate you sticking with me. So, what is the OnePlus 6T McLaren Edition? It is a device that sports the standard OnePlus specs of a Snapdragon 845, a 6.4-inch optic AMOLED 1080p display with a 3700 mAh battery, but it bumps up the storage to a crazy 256 gigs of internal storage and a whopping 10 gigabytes of RAM. Yes, I said 10 gigs of RAM. That means it has more memory than most Chromebooks and standard laptops that are out there this day, which is quite a bit mind-boggling. But it also features a mango orange trim color, as well as a glossy real carbon fiber back, which kind of gives it a very sporty and raced out look, which, if you know anything about McLaren, is definitely in line with who they are and what they do. The reason this phone exists is not quite clear, but other phone OEMs have done similar partnerships. The one that comes to mind immediately is the Porsche Edition Mate RS that Huawei produced, which, again, in alignment with a racing brand, basically tries to give a feeling of one of the fastest smartphones ever. And make no mistake, the OnePlus 6T is an incredibly fast phone. Now, this phone, the McLaren Edition, is going to be also the most expensive phone that OnePlus has ever produced. Their 6T base device starts at $549, and for that you get a very respectable, similar spec, but with 64 gigs of internal storage and 6 gigs of RAM for $549. That's a very good phone and a very inexpensive smartphone when you consider the flagship-worthy specifications in 2018. Now, obviously, there's a significant jump from the base model OnePlus 6T to the McLaren Edition, and including the bill of goods, the cost of materials used in making the phone, it's not any wonder that they would raise the price. It is a little bit eye-watering at $699, although still well below most other flagships. Even the base model of the Pixel 3, the smaller version, is going to run you $799, so when it's not on sale. But that still puts it in a pretty good premium bracket. You're still competing with like the Galaxy S9 Plus at that price point, which does have some other significant advantages, but it's hard to argue with 256 gigs of storage and 10 gigs of RAM. The box itself is also this mango orange cover, and the tagline that's used on it is "Salute to Speed," obviously an homage to McLaren's racing heritage. So the real question again is, why does this phone exist? I don't think that anyone would argue that the OnePlus 6 devices, including the 6 and the 6T in all of its variants, are amongst the fastest Android smartphones out there. They rival even the Pixels for just powerful speed and the ease at which you can get most things done, including multitasking, launching apps, and navigating through just about any menu. So what phone needs 10 gigs of RAM? And quite honestly, what group of folks needs 256 gigs of storage? I'm in the camp that would rather have it than not have it, and all my personal phones usually end up being the 128 gig variants of whatever it is that I've purchased, the Pixel phones in the last several years, but I'd rather have the storage and not need it than to need the storage and not have it, especially because the OnePlus 6T, and very much like the Pixel devices, does not have expandable storage options. So even though In the Pixel's case, you can offload the vast majority of your photos and videos to the Google Photos app in native resolution, which you could certainly still do with the OnePlus 6T. It's got the ability to access Google Photos. Now, you may get a compressed version of those photos, but you still get free unlimited storage, which is a nice thing. So why would anyone need 256 gigs of storage, much less 10 gigs of RAM? It seems like overkill in a phone, and it probably is. And at $699, I can't think of anyone who would really need to buy this phone over the standard variant or any one of the other variants that are offered for the OnePlus 6T. You can opt for the 664 variant, you can opt for the 128.8 variant, or they do also offer a 256.8 variant for a significantly less price. You can save yourself about $70 by getting 2 gigs less of RAM, which your phone probably won't take advantage of anyway. So unless you're a huge car enthusiast, love mango orange and carbon fiber mashed together, or just have to have the top end of whatever it is that you're buying, I don't know that the McLaren edition is going to sell in huge volumes, but maybe it doesn't have to. Maybe the partnership that OnePlus has generated with McLaren will generate, and obviously has, enough publicity that people are attracted to the OnePlus brand. Easy for me to say. But they've also had other partnerships that have drawn a ton of attention, such as their OEM carrier partnership with T-Mobile here in the US, as well as the ability to use the device on Verizon with some of the expanded band additions. Both of those brought a lot of notoriety to OnePlus, and they're no longer a small smartphone company anymore. This isn't the phone company that was producing the OnePlus X and the OnePlus 2 in the shadows of a lame invite system that actually hurt their brand image when they were first trying to gain a foothold here in the United States. They're a fairly good-sized company with the backing of a very large company in Oppo behind them. So why did they do this? Hard to say. But in a way, I'm glad that they did. The Essential Phone brought the idea and concept of using premium materials into a relatively modest price point. When it initially went on sale at $799, you could find yourself in possession of a titanium and ceramic phone that just felt great. And I have no doubts that the McLaren edition of the OnePlus 6T improves upon an already terrific design and gives it a little something in the way of panache to stand out. If orange and black isn't your thing, don't worry though, OnePlus still has you covered with a number of different options. Head on over to OnePlus.com and check it out if you're interested. The 6T McLaren edition, if I'm not mistaken, goes on sale today. That's the show for today. Thanks again for listening. And remember, you can find all of our written content over at SiliconTheory.com. Check us out on social. We are at Silicon Theory on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And check out our YouTube channel over at youtube.com/C/SiliconTheory, or just mash that link in the bio. Thanks again for listening. And remember, we will talk tech soon.